Welcome to Lebanon Literacy, a podcast focused on reading, writing, and phonics. Every week, I will dive into one small concept in order to not exceed 5 minutes. So grab your cup of coffee and settle in. Today's episode, we will talk about another major model that is based on the science of reading called the reading rope. The reading rope was developed by a developmental psychologist named Hollis Scarborough in 2001. And what he did was he took the simple view of reading, which we learned about last week, word recognition times language development equals comprehension, and he turned it on its side and added descriptors to each factor. The idea is the same. These interwoven strands of word recognition and language comprehension weave and braid together to create a skilled reader with strong reading comprehension. Now, I'm sure you're wondering, what do we qualify as a skilled reader? Well, according to Moten Tolman, authors of Letters, at the end point of reading development, a skilled reader appears to scan the print effortlessly, extracting meaning and sifting through it, making connections between new ideas in the text and existing knowledge, and interpreting according to his or her purposes. A good reader has a large storehouse of known sight words in memory and figures out new words very quickly, consciously sounding them out only as necessary. Sounds, syllables, and meaningful parts of words are recognized automatically when new words need to be deciphered. Now, after I read that, it became very apparent how difficult it is for students to get to be a skilled reader. There are so many things that go into a student being a skilled reader. During today's podcast, we are just going to dive into one part of the reading rope because it's lengthy. We're going to dive into the word recognition component. Under the umbrella of word recognition, Scarborough details reading sub-skills that are definable and measurable, but that also influence other strands of the rope. The first sub-skill is phonological awareness. This is the process of children learning all about the sounds that comprise the English language. A trainer once said that this is the piece that can be done in the dark. In other words, students do not need to see the letters or words when working with this strand of reading. They are manipulating, deleting, and saying and thinking of sounds orally. Activities that support phonological awareness include word activities such as identifying sounds, manipulating, substituting, and deleting sounds, such as, what sound do you hear at the beginning of cat? K. Another way to address phonological awareness within your small groups would be to use Elkonin boxes or sound boxes with bingo chips to help children understand phonemes or individual sounds. For example, the word cat has three phonemes. At. The word ship also has three phonemes. Sh, I, p. The next strand that is under the umbrella of word recognition is decoding. According to the website Reading Rockets, decoding is the ability to apply your knowledge of letter-sound relationships, including knowledge of letter patterns, to correctly pronounce written words. Some ways to improve students' decoding issues include explicit phonics instruction, word sorts based off of sounds or phonics rules, applying a newly learned phonics pattern through reading and writing, and word building such as word chains and word ladders. If you are looking for decodables, try your benchmark phonic kits or intervention baggies in the bookroom. You could also try RAS Kids. They have a selection of decodables or phonics lessons that you can print off. Just so you know, we will be getting more decodable options next year. Sight recognition is the final sub-skill within the word recognition component of the reading rope. Sight recognition is when students know words by sight. Now, this is not to be confused with high-frequency words. Any word could be banked into sight recognition depending on what skills are mastered. These are the words that students know automatically without needing to break a word apart or to sound it out. This is why it's so important to not interchange the words high-frequency words and sight words. When you introduce new words, whether they are high frequency or others, it is important to orthographically map these words with your kids. This is done by saying the word, noting the sounds or phonemes, as well as the letter combinations that are used to spell the word. When introducing a word that follows a phonetic pattern or not, a process you may want to take is to say the word, write the word, discuss the parts of the word that are predictable, and code the word appropriately whether you code parts of the word by color or using symbols. Don't worry, we will discuss more orthographic mapping at greater length during another podcast. Next week, we will look at the other part of the Scarborough's reading rope, language development. I've attached a link to the website Reading Rockets in case you wanted to read a bit more. Happy reading and happy teaching.